Vibrant
music teaching.
Proven and practical
tips, strategies,
and ideas
for music teachers.
This is the Vibrant Music Teaching Podcast. I'm Nicola Canton, and today we're talking about when a student has two teachers. Have you ever had a student that had a secret other teacher? This might sound a little bit wild and unusual, but it's actually more common than you might think, even if you haven't encountered it yourself. I have had this happen to me quite a number of times. I mean, not every week or anything, but it's happened more times than you might expect, and it may have happened to you too. So what are the pros, what are the cons, and what can we do about it? Let's take a step back and start with why this happens. Why would parents do this? People are vaguely rational, or at least acting from some kind of internal motivation that they have. They're not doing this to spite us or because they think that our teaching is terrible. If they thought our teaching was terrible, surely they wouldn't enroll their child with us at all, right? So let's take a step back. Let's not take it too personally right away. Why did they do this? Maybe they think that obviously it's a good thing because it's double the education, right? They're getting two lessons per week. If they had 5 maths classes per week instead of 4, they would get better at maths, right? So doesn't that hold true for piano as well? Well, we know that's not really the case, but we have to understand where parents are coming from. And often it's as simple as that. They think, well, double the piano lessons means even better at piano, doesn't it? Let's table that for a second. Some parents, I think mostly subconsciously, will take on another piano teacher because they feel like, oh, I'm just not finding the time to sit with my child and help them practice. And I know the value of that. And this more often is a reason that comes up for parents who actually have quite a lot of music education themselves. So they know how important practice is. They know that their child is too young to be able to sit and focus and practice in a structured way by themselves, but they are not finding the time to help them themselves. And so they add another teacher as a sort of way to have a practice coach. And it would be different if they had added an actual practice coach. That's a separate thing, but that doesn't really exist. So they add another teacher to their child's week because they're thinking, well, at least this way they're sitting at the piano more often. Again, this is often subconscious. They're not logically thinking this through, but that can be kind of a reason underneath it. And sometimes what this is really showing us and what's really behind this is that they really, truly value music. I mean, I think all the time, if they're adding another teacher, it's usually because they think music is really important. So let's start from a place of appreciation that that's where they're coming from, because most of the time it is. Sometimes it's not, but most of the time that's where this is coming from. Okay, so let's try and come from a place of empathy, or at least sympathy, and understand why parents have done this and why they think it's good. Now let's deal with why it's not good. Because it's not good in most cases. Okay, so in most cases, this is going to lead to confusion for the child. Every teacher teaches slightly differently. Some teachers teach way differently than one another. And the thing is, most of the time, one of them is not wrong and the other one right. That's not how this works. But we're not following the same set curriculum. We're not following the same order of concepts, of teaching material, of priorities in a child's education. Most of the time, we're trying to end up in the same place. And if we got two teachers who are putting in effort and who have a plan, most of the time, they will end up in the right place, in the same place, which is, you know, this child can play really well, they can read music, they feel confident in their playing, all this good stuff. But there are so many roads to get there. And so if a child studies with two different teachers, they're on two roads. And if those two methods that the two teachers are using are different enough, and I don't mean method books, I mean like the core curriculum, how the teacher teaches, are different enough, the child could be learning double the information. Like each week they are expected to remember all these things from this teacher and all those things from that teacher, and there may not be any overlap for a while, or at least at some points there will be extra information because of that. So one teacher introduces quavers or eighth notes right at the beginning. The other teacher does not, which means they have space to introduce something else right at the beginning. So now we have two things where the child could have been focusing on one. And it's just too much information and it's confusing. And there may even be some conflicting things. So that's just different orders. But maybe there's also some things that teacher one and teacher two just totally disagree with each other on. Right? They might talk about things in a completely different way. Overall, fundamentally, music is the same, but things like technique might be discussed in a different way, might expect different things from different levels of students, or even completely different types of motions, but depending on their school of thought on technique. Again, maybe we think the other teacher is wrong, but in some cases, it's not even that. It's just different ways of doing things, right? Sometimes there's just a different way of working through a problem, like note names. One teacher could be teaching the child using mnemonics, another teacher could be teaching them using the Skip's alphabet or landmark notes. And so the child is trying to learn two different systems of working out the same information. No matter whether you think one or the other is best, in general, it's best to have one system, because otherwise you're just doing extra work. It's kind of like if, and I know this has happened to you and your students, if you're learning a piece of music and you use a different finger every time on the same note, you have to learn it that many times over, right? You have so much more practice to do because you have to be able to play it in multiple different ways, not just one way with the fingering you've actually decided on. So that's the confusion element. Another issue here is, in general, most of the time in this scenario, especially if it's a secret, which it often is, the child now has double the amount to practice. Each teacher doesn't know about each other, let's say. So therefore, they're both assigning an amount of practice that seems appropriate to them, an amount of material to practice during a week that seems appropriate to them. So that unless the child is going to practice twice a day for a normal duration of practice, they're not going to get through everything. And so now they're underprepared and overwhelmed in both lessons. And again, the teacher doesn't know, so they go to the parent and check if the practice is happening, but the parent doesn't tell them about the other practice that's also happening. The parent is saying, oh, well, they did practice, so you're saying to yourself, oh my gosh, this child is not getting something. I've missed a teaching step. I need to teach this another way. And all the time, we're going at the wrong angles because we don't know that they have this whole other list of stuff to practice, right? It's too much pressure on that child, and most of the time it doesn't come with the parent also eliminating a bunch of other activities and making time and sitting with them to practice all of this stuff. It's normally not what happens. And the bigger thing, beyond even all of this, is that a teacher-student-parent relationship, that tripod, it's built on trust. And when we find out about this, even if the parent didn't mean ill, it often breeds a layer of mistrust. I have a scenario that happened where a student had two teachers, parent didn't tell me, found out about it, and then several years later, I again suspected they had two teachers, and the parent was saying, no, they don't, they're just doing this extra material for fun. Like, would I believe the parent if they hadn't? I've had that previous scenario where they had two teachers and then had promised me that one of them was done. Yeah, probably. Because I would have had no reason to think there really was two teachers and that a parent was lying to me, unless it had happened before. And that mistrust bleeds into not just the question mark of whether they have two teachers, but other areas. We don't have as good a relationship with the parents, and that can affect the relationship with the student as well. We need to have trust in this relationship. It's a long-term relationship if the child is going to actually be successful with piano lessons. They need to stay in lessons long-term. So it needs to be built on trust. Now, before we deal with what we can do about this scenario, let's just think about when this can work. Because I'm not going to say no student should ever have two teachers. Okay, number one though, in it working, is it's not a secret. Everyone must know. Everyone. Both teachers, parents, student, everyone on the same page. They all know that there's two teachers, and they all know what the purpose of that is. And there has to be some kind of specialty happening in the two different areas, in the two different lessons. Okay, so it can be something to do with genre. Like I've had a student, not my own student, but I've known a situation where a student has a classical teacher and they have a jazz teacher. Okay, if that works, that's fine. I've also been in a scenario when I was a much newer teacher, when I was still a teenager, where I was asked to be a student's secondary teacher. And I really was like their practice coach. And the other teacher knew about it, was on board with it. I didn't do anything with that student that she wasn't already doing. So I was just a midweek check-in, because I was coming on the weekends to that house. I was already teaching the younger sister, which is why this started. And she was preparing for a big exam and she wanted an extra weekly check-in and really, yeah, coaching her through the practice, even though that's not what we called it at the time. That worked because I would defer to her more experienced and, more importantly, primary teacher for opinions. I would say, oh, I was just doing it like that, unless your other teacher has suggested differently. And she would be like, no, we haven't actually talked about that. So we would try it my way. Or she would be like, actually, my other teacher doesn't want me to do that yet. So we wouldn't. Right? But it has to be like an assistant primary teacher scenario. It doesn't work if you're both in the same area, same specialty, and you're just doing totally different things with totally different plans. It doesn't work. The other piece of this, if the JAD is going to have two teachers, especially if it's not that practice coach scenario, which is pretty rare, is that the child or the student of any age has to be very dedicated and be practicing a lot. Right? So if they're putting in the practice time to mean that they can cover two different sets of repertoire, maybe in two different genres, or one is totally by ear and one is reading or whatever, if they're putting enough practice to justify that and to make both of those lessons make sense, then that's fine. It's just rare. We're talking about hours of practice a day, not minutes at that stage. We're talking about a relatively advanced, at least late intermediate student. We're not talking about a beginner. So, what can we do? Let's say you found out that student is taking lessons with another teacher, or maybe the parent has even approached you and said, hey, I'd like Susie to also take lessons with this other teacher. Again, rare that they approach us in that way, but it could happen. Well, let's say you found out about it and it was a secret. First thing to do is just reach out, open the communication, ask them about it. It's not guaranteed that the parent was intentionally hiding it. Sometimes they just don't realize it's relevant, important to tell you. And it may seem obvious to us, but we're the ones with this curse of knowledge, right? We're in the system. We understand what's going on. We understand all these problems without even articulating them, like we have been here. So maybe they don't know it's a problem. Just reach out and say, hey, I noticed Susie had another practice notebook in her bag. Just wondering, did she have a previous teacher I didn't know about? Is she currently taking lessons with another teacher? It has to come from this place of genuine curiosity rather than accusation, even though you feel like flipping your lid maybe at this stage, because you realize, oh my God, this might be where all those issues are coming from. You just take a breath. You don't write to them when you're irate about it. You write to them with a level head and you ask about the situation. Most often, they will tell you. They'll just tell you because they didn't know. They weren't intentionally hiding it. It wasn't some big secret. It's not a covert operation. They just didn't say it to you. Maybe they meant to. Maybe they thought it was irrelevant. Doesn't matter. Let's table whether if they lie to you about it and you need to gather further evidence. But I do find that to be rare. At this point, you just need to do some gentle education. Oh my gosh, it's so wonderful that you value music education this much that you wanted little Susie to have 2 lessons in a week. Here's why it's not ideal, and here are some of the issues I've been seeing that I think may be from this. I'm sure the other teacher is fantastic, but they use this other method, and it just means everything's out of order. It's as if they're learning a math curriculum from one school board and another school board, maybe even different countries, and the things are taught in a different order, so while the material is the same, it becomes confusing for the student. You need to explain it in a way that makes sense for you and you think will make sense for the parent, again, without judgment, without accusation, and with acknowledgement that they were trying to do something good, most likely. They were trying to help the situation. Maybe they noticed little Susie was struggling in piano lessons, so they got another teacher. Maybe they thought that would help, but it didn't, right? So, some gentle education. Hopefully they will come back and say, oh, I didn't realize. So some gentle education, and then maybe they'll come straight back and say, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that. We're actually paid up with the other teacher until X date. Is it okay if we continue until that point and then we'll just continue with you? Or they may say, actually, we want to stick with the other teacher. When can we finish up lessons with you? In most cases, I've been the student's first teacher, or they've been in a scenario where they wanted to continue lessons with us. But it doesn't matter. We need to be neutral about that because we have to do the best thing for this child, not just our bank account. And in this case, continuing with 2 teachers is just not going to work. So you come up with some clear expectations with them, and then you wait for those to be carried out. There normally does have to be some kind of grace period because, again, they've already paid for lessons with this other teacher. They have some scenario where they need them to continue for a certain length of time because they've already committed. And we don't want to cut that teacher off without any notice either. So we make sure they're giving notice to the other teacher, telling them about the situation, and coming up with a clear end date for the situation. So you've clear expectations. You have a plan to fix the situation once you've done that little bit of gentle education and correcting the course on what they thought was good for their child. If they are pushing back against that and insistent, or if they are continuing to try and hide this fact, we do need to come up with an ultimatum and make it clear that this can't continue, that we're not on board, and we will have to end the lessons with the student if they don't stop them with the other teacher, because it's just not good for the child. Again, we're coming back to what is right for your child, your student, and what's going to help them the most. And if that means finishing with you and going with the other teacher, that has to be fine with you. But there has to be a clear endpoint and a clear decision. A supplemental idea to this, if you have the capacity, especially if you're in a scenario where you're struggling for students, maybe you're just building your studio and for some other reason you need to fill your studio and you're really concerned that they might stop lessons with you, if you have the space, you could offer 2x a week lessons. If that's what this parent wants, it's much better and can be hugely beneficial if they have bi-weekly lessons 2x a week with 1 teacher. That's great. There's no problem with that. So you could offer that as an option, or suggest, you know, that they perhaps might be interested in a practice coach scenario. If there's someone you can offer for that, like maybe you have older students who might take on that role, you could go down that route. But the main thing is they can't have 2 different methods going on, 2 different teachers' curricula going on at the same time. So I would love to hear from you. Has this ever happened to you? Have you had a student that secretly or unsecretly had another teacher? Have you been the second teacher? I've been asked to be, and I've always said no, apart from that 1 time I mentioned earlier. If you ever get overwhelmed by all the different teacher training options out there, vibrant music teaching is the place for you. We nickname our members flamingos because they're masters of balancing all of the things and making it all work in a way that isn't overwhelming. We have tools to help you do that inside Vibrant Music Teaching. So go to vmt.ninja and sign up today.